Maryland Terrapins basketball on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, WFMD.
Maryland and Purdue, live Tuesday evening starting at 6 on 930 WFMD.
620 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. Let's get right to it. Got a lot of stuff going on with closings and cancellations. We do want to talk to the county executive. Just haven't had a chance to do that in the last couple of weeks. So we are welcomed with Jan Gardner, the county executive, Freddie County. Good morning, county executive. How are you?
How are you today?
I am good, thank you. I got a ton of questions for you, but as we said off the air, we'll have to probably keep it a little shorter than we normally do just because of all the stuff going on. So let me ask you first of all, our supplies of salt and beet brine and all that, and are we good there? And if we run out, how do we adjust our budgets and our finances to make sure that we have enough salt to get us through the stormy season? Because we're not nearly done yet.
Well, we are good there. We do a lot of outstanding planning for the winter weather. Of course, you never can control the weather, so occasionally we've had to buy something mid-winter season. And we always, for a number of years, have had a snow contingency fund, and we set aside money in case we need it. And most years we hope we don't need it, but we do have a plan for that. And we have plenty of salt and brine and other materials for winter weather.
I don't know. You might not know the answer to this one. This might be above, I want to say above your pay grade, but I don't think anything's above your pay grade when it's in the county. Do we have like when we buy it, like say salt and beet brine, if we buy it in advance, is it cheaper in advance? Does it become more expensive as the winter months go on, as supply and demand changes?
Generally, I would say yes. So we try to buy most of our salt and a lot of our other materials at the actual end of the season. So we're buying it at the low point because we have the capability to store it.
Oh, well, that's kind of interesting. You didn't ride your bicycle over here. Are there not enough bike trails to get to your house to WFMD?
Well, I haven't ridden my bicycle over to WFMD for a long time, Bob. I think you're talking about our recent announcement about putting together a bike and trail advisory committee. And believe it or not, there are a lot of people interested in biking in Frederick County and using trails. And so we've actually had more public comment in last year's budget cycle on bikes and trails than we had on any other single topic, even education.
Yeah, I can imagine. I am a bike enthusiast myself. I would love to have more trails. I just don't know at the expense of at what. Then that's the thing that a lot of people think about is the cost under that, and would it be something that the county would do, or would it be allowing other entities to come in and take care of that cost?
Well, we do try to use grant funds, and there are federal highway dollars that are available, which we do expect to apply for every year. But we've been working, for instance, on the Ballinger Creek Trail, which runs from Ballinger Creek all the way over to the Monocacy River through Kingsbrook and Westview and that area of the county. And we've probably been working on that for about 20 years, and that's because we've been trying to do it entirely with grant funding or with developers doing portions of it as they build a section of a development. And so sometimes we need to add a little bit of other funding to actually finish that off. So we're trying to accelerate something so every trail we build doesn't take us 10 or 20 years.
Well, it would be.
But we do plan to use grants, though, Bob, and take advantage of other opportunities.
We're talking to the county executive, Jan Gardner, here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. I want to remind everybody, Frederick County Public Schools are on a two-hour delay. You talked a little bit about the building industry recently, just kind of, helping to make a trail or something. One of the things that you are looking into is how to change the DRRA, and which is the Developers' Rights Responsibilities Agreement. Is that the right acronym?
That's the right term. We just call them DRAs for shorts, but they're basically developer agreements.
Right.
And we really, very few jurisdictions in the state have used developer rights and responsibility agreements, even though they've been authorized for few decades. But we had a number of these entered into between 2012 and 2014. We actually had 14 of them. They were very long-term agreements with developers, secured a lot of rights for the developers without a lot of benefit to the taxpayers. So I have proposed legislation, which I proposed during the term of the last county council, but there was no agreement. Nothing moved forward. The bill died. But this would limit the use of developer rights and responsibility agreements to larger developments, but it would also require that there was a clear public benefit. And a clear public benefit would be, you know, having a developer build some major piece of infrastructure, for instance, like a regional road improvement or a school or a park or something else that would benefit taxpayers in exchange for giving that developer an agreement that they could have some certainty in how they build over the next few years. I'd also make them shorter. These agreements that we have right now are 20 to 30 years, and they really tie the hands of the current elected officials and elected officials for really the next 20 years to manage that development and time it appropriately with infrastructure and services. So we're trying to make sure we learn from our mistakes and that we do things better into the future, because we want to make sure we have a high quality of life in Frederick County.
So are you then saying you're going to try to change the agreements that are already in place, or just the future ones are going to have a new set of standards? Because what's to say after you leave office that somebody comes in and doesn't change them back?
Well, the legislation is about the future. It's about not entering into developer rights and responsibilities agreements ever again that don't have a benefit to the taxpayers. And so it's about future. The current DRAs can be changed, but only in a limited way. They can be changed if both parties agree, which is true for any other contract, or they can be changed by the county government singularly if it is deemed essential to public health and welfare. And so you can't just say we think the roads are going to be congested or school is going to be overcrowded. It has to be essential to public health and welfare. So it's a little bit higher standard. And so we have tried to, renegotiate some of these. And there will be opportunities to do that as developers want to come in and change them themselves, because nobody can predict what they want to do over the next 20 or 30 years. Things change, and people will want to change some of these DRAs.
All right, we got to take a break. Can you hang on?
Yes.
All right, more with the County Executive Jan Gardner coming up on the Morning News Express.
What does building a premier dental arts Morning News Express on 930 WFMD?
Well, we're going to open up the floodgates here. Frederick County Public Schools have just announced they are closed today. Frederick County Public Schools are closed today. Code Orange. Frederick County Public Schools are closed today. We'll give you all the closings and details coming up, because that's just going to kind of set a lot of things in motion where other schools will actually close because they follow the lead of Frederick County Public Schools. Back to our conversation with the County Executive Jan Gardner here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. The council is going to discuss school mitigation fees. That's a story that we heard this morning.
Yes, they have on their agenda today a discussion of impact fees and school mitigation fees, which are two different things. Impact fees are paid by all new residential development, and school mitigation fees are an extra fee that are paid in areas where schools are overcrowded. And so every year, by law, the county executive is required to provide to the county council a report by January 15th, that recommends any adjustments or any updates to either one of these fees. And so we have provided that information to the county council. So they're going to go through that report today. There are recommendations in the report to adjust the fees, to raise most of the fees. There's one fee that would actually go down. But I did not include a bill or legislation to go along with it. So it'll be up to the county council to decide if they want to adjust those fees. But when we don't collect fees that are commensurate with the cost of building a school, obviously that cost shifts somewhere else. So generally, I'm in support of keeping up with these fees. And if we would adjust them annually, we would not have big gaps in terms of being behind construction costs.
And I got to ask, and I think I've asked this question before, again, we're talking with the county executive, Jan Gardner, is that when, how much say does the county have when it comes to the construction of schools?
We have a lot of say when it comes to the construction of schools because school construction is in the county capital improvement program. So we do have the Board of Education give us their priorities in a certain lineup, and we do certainly go through a process to obtain state funding for schools. We also use whatever money we do get from impact fees and school mitigation fees, but the capital budget itself is within the county budget.
Okay.
So in the past 6 months, I have actually moved up two schools. I have moved up the addition to Oakdale Middle School, and I'm actually moved it up 2 years, and I moved up the a new East County Elementary School that will be built near Boyers Mill Road and Gas House Pike, because those schools are so desperately needed because of the growth in Lake Linganore and the New Market area. And so I actually went to the Board of Education last September and said, we need to move these schools up based on what happened with enrollments in September of last year. And, of course, they concurred. So usually they give me a longer list than the county can afford to fund. We are trying to catch up to what was approved and to make sure that we provide adequate schools to the students in our community.
Right.
So there is a bill in the state legislature to jumpstart school construction, so that will be another part of the debate, because if the state accelerates school construction, we'll have to figure out how to come up with our share to meet that challenge.
All right, got to take a break. We'll hang on for one more segment here at Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters. Do want to remind everybody, Frederick County Public Schools have now closed this morning. Frederick County Public Schools are now closed. Diana Gibson?
Thanks, Bob. Snow emergency plan remains in effect for Frederick, Washington, Carroll, Allegheny, and Garrett counties. 270-year delays.
Frederick and Hagerstown, Maryland.
Fulfilling your local appetite for news and talk.
Is someone hungry?
930 WFMD.
641 at WFMD, our continuing conversation with the County Executive Jan Gardner on Free Talk 930 WFMD. And County Executive Gardner, it was funny because I had a whole bunch of questions for you, and one of them was answered kind of today in the newspaper. One of the things that I believe the part of function of government is, and that is infrastructure, taking care of roads, bridges, and I have traveled some pretty nasty roads in Frederick County, and I was kind of asked, you know, who and how do we decide what roads get repaved, when they get repaved? Is there a breaking point of, you know, looking at a road and saying, yeah, that road now needs repavement? And I saw that there are some county scheduled road repairs to take place. How does the hierarchy of roads happen in Frederick County?
We use a pavement management system, which assesses the conditions of all the county roads in the county, and we do have about 1,300 road miles that we take care of, and we prioritize them based on their condition and when they need to repair to avoid major reconstruction. So we are going out to bid right now, or very shortly, with our summer paving contract, and so we have a long list of roads that will be on it, but we do have a systematic approach to evaluating the state of all of our roads, so that we try to get them resurfaced, patched and repaired, so that we can avoid major reconstruction costs.
Real quick, I got a question on the 930 WFMD Vet Urgency text line. It said, I don't know who it was, it's an unnamed caller, said, I would like to know what the total cost of construction and demolition of Frederick High School was and the architectural fees. I don't know if you know that answer right off the top of your head.
I don't know the cost of the demolition of the high school. I know the entire cost of the entire project, which was, you know, the architectural, the design, the demolition, the reconstruction, the furnishings, which was, you know, about $110 million. But I can find out if that caller wants to email or text me. I can let them know what the demolition component of it was.
All right. Speaking of schools, The school board had approved $27 million in added costs. How much are you planning on giving them, and you got any strings attached to that?
Well, I don't have a specific answer for that because it's too early in my budget. Every year I do get a request from the Board of Education that is more than the available money to fund it. But generally, we do have a more than the available money to fund it. But generally, we do have a good communication with the Board of Education, and we do try to fund the top priorities of the school system, which will be this year the fourth year of the phase into the new teacher and school system pay scale. And then, of course, you've read in the news that dyslexia programs are under discussion, and we'll see what portion of the request is for that. I actually formally don't have their request yet. It's not due to come to the county until the end of February, and so they're still in their process. So they may still adjust that request before it comes across to the county.
Like I said, I have a lot more questions, but I'm gonna have two more for you, and we just got a couple minutes. Your Livable Frederick plan has had a recent public meeting. What was the public's favorite part? What was the biggest concern? And I know you have more of those meetings coming up.
We had about 50 people come to the public meeting at Frederick High School, and we do have three more meetings coming up. And most people are interested in how it will impact them personally. But there's also a lot of interest in making sure that we manage growth well and that we protect the rural parts of our community. That's what we hear the most. People want to protect our historic assets, and they want to make sure we protect and retain the agricultural component of our community.
Here's my final question for you, and this one's from a while back, and that is your pick for Board of Education seems to be, to me, and we may fall on some opposite ends here, a bit political. You chose somebody who did not choose to run for that position, who dropped out of the race before that to keep somebody else out of the office. Why did you choose Lois Jarman, and what gave her the qualifications other than the person who came in just out of the running when it was an actual election?
I selected who I thought would do a good job on the Board of Education, and I do think I picked somebody who was very well qualified. Lois brings many years of teaching experience. She brings higher education experience, and I thought she brought experience to the table that was similar to the slot she was filling. And so I did not think it was a political pick. I thought it was a thoughtful, rational pick, and that I put a well-qualified person into that position. I expect that Lois will do an outstanding job for our students.
Well, what made you choose her over April Miller, who came in, I want to say, fifth in the running?
Well, Bob, I had many applicants who were well-qualified, and I just selected who I thought was most well-qualified, but there were a number of people who would have done a good job on the Board of Education, and I really don't want to get into why one candidate over another was, you know, where I ended up. I really wanted to make sure I had somebody who would do well by the Board of Education and our students, and make sure that we continue to have high-quality schools in Frederick County.
There she is, County Executive Jan Gardner. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Have a great day. Stay warm, stay dry. 6:47 at WMD. Frederick County Public Schools are closed this morning. Frederick County Public Schools are closed.